Monday, April 15th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our midday hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119, your word, O Lord, forever stands firm in the heavens. Your truths last from age to age, like the earth you created. By your decree it endures to this day, for all things serve you. Had your law not been my delight, I would have died in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for with them you give me life. Save me, for I am yours, since I seek your precepts. Though the wicked lie in wait to destroy me, yet I ponder on your will. I have seen that all perfection has an end, but your command is boundless. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, your word, which stands firm forever in heaven, dwells in your church. May his presence bring lasting light to your temple. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me, free me. Pay heed to me and save me. Be a rock where I can take refuge, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. Free me from the hand of the wicked, from the grip of the unjust or of the oppressor. It is you, O Lord, who are my hope, my trust, O Lord, since my youth. On you I have learned from my birth. From my mother's womb you have been my help. My hope has always been in you. My fate has filled many with awe, but you are my strong refuge. My lips are filled with your praise, with your glory all the day long. Do not reject me now that I am old. When my strength fails, do not forsake me. For my enemies are speaking about me. Those who watch me take counsel together. They say, God has forsaken him. Follow him. Seize him. There is no one to save him. O God, do not stay far off. My God, make haste to help me. Let them be put to shame and destroyed, all those who seek my life. Let them be covered with shame and confusion, all those who seek to harm me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 71. But as for me, I will always hope and praise you more and more. My lips will tell of your justice, and day by day of your help, though I can never tell it all. I will declare the Lord's mighty deeds, proclaiming your justice, yours alone. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I proclaim your wonders still. Now that I am old and gray-headed, do not forsake me, God. Let me tell of your power to all ages. Praise your strength and justice to the skies. Tell of you who have worked such wonders. O God, who is like you? You have burdened me with bitter troubles, but you will give me back my life. You will raise me from the depths of the earth. You will exalt me and console me. So I will give you thanks on the lyre, with your faithful love, my God. To you I will sing with the harp, to you the Holy One of Israel. When I sing to you, my lips shall rejoice, and my soul which you have redeemed. And all the day long my tongue shall tell the tale of your justice. For they have put to shame and disgrace all those who seek to harm me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, God of the living, you give us lasting youth through the waters of rebirth and happiness through the bread of life. Do not desert us when we are old, but help us to follow your will in both good times and bad, so we may forever praise your faithfulness. And repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this midday is Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 12. In Christ the fullness of deity resides in bodily form. Yours is a share of his fullness. In baptism you were not only buried with him, but also raised to life with him, because you believed in the power of God who raised him from the dead. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, your light of truth guides us to the way of Christ. May all who follow him reject what is contrary to the gospel. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let's praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.